Weekly update time now from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer 90.1. The Arts Council is based in Warren, Minnesota, and we're joined by a special guest by phone today. Her name is Janae Province, and she lives in the Warroad, Minnesota area, way up north. And we're talking theater, part of the Warroad Summer Theater's schedule, and they're performing in the early spring. They performed recently at the American Legion in Warroad. They have one coming up as well very soon at a lodge near Roosevelt, Minnesota. And again, joining us by phone, and her name is Janae Province. And Janae, where are you from?
I am from Roseau, Minnesota,
home of the Rams. Yep. We talked last December, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And you married a guy from Warroad, right?
Oh, kind of the opposite. I grew up in Warroad, and you grew up in Roseau.
That's right. Bitter rivals, but do you have problems when hockey season pops up?
Oh, I ignore hockey when that pops up, okay. So no, there's no problem.
There's no problem. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us this afternoon on Pioneer 90.1. You are connected very closely with the Warroad Summer Theater. A question for you. The official name of the group is the Warroad Summer Theater, but you perform on stage beyond summertime, don't you?
Well, we do. We've tried a few different methods. We did a Christmas show last year, which is the first one since summer theater's inception way back in the 80s, but it was very well received.
Mm-hmm.
And we would kind of like to spread out and through the whole year instead of just limit ourselves to the summer.
Any thoughts of renaming your group? You know, maybe the potential of renaming your group, maybe?
It's come up, but okay. Nothing so far.
Yeah, okay. Well, very good. Now, how are you involved with the summer theater there in Warroad?
I've been an artistic director with this company for the past 10 years.
Okay.
I actually started out in the very first year.
Mm-hmm.
I played Lisa on The Sound of Music, and I've had roles over the years, but now I mostly concentrate on directing.
Let's talk about you in theater. How long have you had the interest in theater?
Oh, since I was probably 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time, and, you know, you go through school, and being in a small school, there's not a whole lot of opportunity, but that when I was a senior, then summer theater started, and it was like coming home. It's really been impacted my life positively.
What do you like about theater?
Oh, wow. I like taking the gifts that God has given us and being able to brighten someone's day.
Mm-hmm.
Laughter is amazing. Healer and being able to do that and give back to the community is an amazing feeling.
What kind of support has the theater had from the community in the Warroad area?
We get a lot of support from businesses. We get support from individuals who like what we do and want to see us continue. We get grants. It's amazing. It's their 35th year, and people have stepped up over the years, both on and off the stage, to keep this organization going.
That ties into my next question. How has the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council provided that support for the Warroad Summer Theater?
They have been so supportive for many, many years. We apply for grants for them, and they have helped us purchase equipment, supplies, just advertising, everything that helps make us flourish, they have had a part in.
Well, you have a production coming up very soon. It's a comedy. It's called Escanaba in Love. What the heck is Escanaba?
Escanaba is a place in Upper Michigan.
Oh.
And where the Euchers live.
Oh, the Euchers. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Euchers, yeah. Yeah. So a few years ago, we did Escanaba in the Moonlight. And both of these shows are written by Jeff Daniels. And both of them are awesome, awesome shows. Very different, but very awesome in their own way. And first one was so well received, we ended up pulling it back and doing it up for a third time.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we saw that Jeff had written this other one, which was actually a prequel to the first one we did, we had to read it and had to do it. It's been a lot of fun.
Let's give a tease now for listeners. What will folks see on stage with this production?
An amazing ensemble cast. I have Jim Province, Bill Kirkby, and Jeff Galley, who were in the first Escanaba in the Moonlight. And they have different roles, but just bring it. It's been so fun. Monique Arneson is the lone female of the cast. And then Justin Farragan plays the youngest one of the bunch. And they all have their own issues and their own regrets, but it all comes together in the end, and it's just a beautiful story.
So your first production was March 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th at the American Legion Club in Warren, a great success there. Your next production of Escanaba in Love is coming up at Arneson's Rock Harbor Lodge. That's April 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. And whereabout is that lodge, Janae?
It's on Lake of the Woods, kind of, you might want to stay out in the boonies, but it's a beautiful spot on the natural harbor of Lake of the Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Roosevelt is their actual address, so it's kind of that way.
Well, it kind of fits the play, though. We're talking northern Michigan and northern Minnesota, right?
Exactly, yeah. And their lodge just fits into our set decor perfectly.
So basically, you could put this in Minnesota very easily, right?
Yeah.
Escanaba in Love, again, coming up on April 15th, 16th, and 17th, and 18th at Arneson's Rock Harbor Lodge. That's near Roosevelt, Minnesota, near Warroad, up in the Lake of the Woods area. And what's the cost for tickets, Janae?
Dinner and show is $30.
Oh, there's a dinner, too. What's on the menu?
The menu at Rock Harbor Lodge is a steak Alfredo, a rack of ribs, or half rack of ribs, or Gulf shrimp.
So you get a wonderful meal, a full meal, and a great show on stage. Again, tickets are $30, seniors 60 plus are $28. And to make reservations, what can folks do, Janae?
People need to call Rock Harbor Lodge. They're taking the reservations at 218-442-7215.
Okay. Area code 218-442-7215. Do you have a website for the Summer Theater in Warroad?
We certainly do. It's warroadsummertheater.com.
Very easy. warroadsummertheater.com for more information about Escanaba in Love. Again, coming up at Arneson's Rock Harbor Lodge, April 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. Again, for reservations, the number is area code 218-442-7215. There's a big meal planned and production on stage of Escanaba in Love. One more quick question before we go. What do you like most about directing, Janae?
Oh, I like seeing things out of people they don't know they possess.
Mm-hmm.
I can see things in people and figure out how to get the best out of them. And they are amazing. It's great.
Fantastic. Well, Janae, thank you so much for the time, and break a leg, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Janae Province from the Warroad area, again with the Warroad Summer Theater, part of our update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, right here on Pioneer 90.1.